Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wait a minute, this sounds like rock and or roll.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, would you please stand for the Australian flag as Olivia Newton-John leads us in Advance Australia Fair.
Hello, welcome to Rock and or Roll. I'm your reluctant host, BJ. So what you're listening to is the first of what is probably going to be a series of three episodes about Australian rock and roll, followed by a fourth episode about New Zealand rock and roll. I'm not going to necessarily attempt to undertake putting together a complete history of Australian rock and roll. I want to definitely hit the important points and play a lot of my favorite stuff, especially once we hit the 70s, 80s, 90s. Going to be playing you a lot of my favorite Australian rock bands, probably many of which, unless you're from Australia, you will not be familiar with. Now, for my Australian listeners, a lot of this will probably be more familiar to you. I'm not 100% sure how familiar it will be to you, but I suspect that it will be more familiar to you than to the rest of the world, especially my American listeners. Hopefully, for my American listeners, you know more about Australia than this.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
Now, it does seem that the British colonization of what became Australia began as a sort of a penal colony, but it seems like it was more of a social and economic experiment than just a penal colony. It's true that the original people that were transported to Australia, about 1,400 people were transported on 11 ships in 1788, and most of them were so-called criminals, but we're not talking about escape from New York here. We're talking about mostly petty criminals, many people who were innocent of the crimes for which they were convicted, many people whose only crime might have been vagrancy or poverty. The powers that be in Britain wanted to be rid of these people for whatever reason. So they loaded them on these ships and sent them across the sea. And this wasn't the first time they'd done this type of thing. Going back to 1656, so-called lewd and dangerous persons were hunted down and transported to English plantations in the Americas. So this idea of sending criminals or people deemed criminals or people deemed inferior or unwanted, the idea of sending them away was not unusual. Australia was not the first time this had happened. Britain had been sending people to the West Indies, to Africa, and to America long before these people were sent to the continent that became Australia. What was different about Australia, of course, was what developed afterwards. Like I said, it was not what you might imagine as some sort of escape from New York scenario. All of these dangerous criminals dumped on this island to fend for themselves. British laws applied, it was a colony. And the settlements multiplied swiftly, and they built a railway system. And over the course of the 19th century, a new country developed and gained its independence in 1901 and became the country of Australia. And there are now about 24 million people living in Australia. Of course, the elephant in the room is that when those 11 ships arrived in 1788, there were already about 750,000 people living on the continent of Australia, the indigenous population, the Aborigines. That's another story, right? And America has a similar story. But what we want to talk about today is Australian rock and roll. Well, I'm just out of school, back up real, real cool. Got a shake, got a jive, got the message that I gotta feel live. I'm a wild one, ooh yeah, I'm a wild one. Ooh, baby, gonna break loose, I'm gonna keep a moving wild. I'm gonna keep a shaking, baby, I'm a real wild child. I meet all the guys, I'm gonna meet all the chicks. Shiver and a shake until I get on my kicks. Cause I'm a wild one, ooh yeah, I'm a wild one. Ooh, baby, gonna break loose, I'm gonna keep a moving wild. I'm gonna keep a shaking, baby, I'm a real wild child. Get me a chick, that's a hole in my home. Shake it till the meter. That's Johnny O'Keefe, basically the Australian Elvis. His first single came out in July of 57. That song, Wild One, came out in 58. Between 1959 and 1964, Johnny O'Keefe had 10 top 10 singles in Australia, four of them number one.
Yeah, I walk across the burning sands just to prove that I'm your lover man. Swing a hammer, pound and steel on steel, just to show my love for you. Don't you know that my love is real? Well, don't you know my love is strong as steel? Well, don't you know? Well, don't you know? Well, don't you know? Well, don't you know? Well, don't you know, pretty baby? Oh, my love belongs to you. I hang around your morning, noon, and night to make sure that everything's alright. And when the lonely evening shadows fall, you know my love is real. Well, don't you know my love is strong as steel? Well, don't you know? Well, don't you know? Well, don't you know? Well, don't you know? Don't you know, pretty baby, oh, my love belongs to you.
Rolf Harris was born and raised in Australia. He emigrated to the UK in 1952 when he was 22 and launched his singing career from there. In 1957, he had a top 10 hit in Australia, the UK, and the United States with a song called Tie Me Kangaroo Down Sport. Recent news about Rolf Harris has been quite troubling. I won't go into that, but I wanted to mention him here because I wanted to play for you a very interesting single he put out in 1961. If you're a big Alice Cooper fan, you will recognize this song. Rolf Harris, 1961.
Sunrise, she bring in the morning. Sunrise, bring in the morning. Fluttering the skirts all around. Sunrise, she come with the dawning. Sunrise, come with the dawning. Spreading all the light all around. Sunrise on the kangaroo paw. Sunrise on the kangaroo paw. Glistening the dew all around.
sunrise filling all the hollows. Sunrise filling all the hollows, lighting up the hills all around. Sunrise come with the dawning. Sunrise she come every day. Sunrise bringing the morning. Sunrise every day. She drive away the darkness. Every day drive away the darkness, bringing back the warmth to the ground. Sunrise, oh, sunrise, oh, spreading all the light all around. Sunrise, bringing the morning. Sunrise, bringing the morning. Sunrise, bringing the morning, spreading all the light all.
Billy Thorpe was born in the UK, but his parents emigrated to Australia when he was 9 years old. By the time he was 10 years old, he was already performing. He toured with Johnny O'Keefe in 1961. He moved to Sydney in 63, formed his own band called Billy Thorpe and the Aztecs, and their first single came out in 1964. This song is from 65. The Missing Links existed for 2 years, from 1964 to 1966, and at one point featured Angry Anderson, who would go on to front Rose Tattoo later on. He was their drummer. This song, Wild About You, was later covered by legendary Australian punk band The Saints. Wild Cherries were another Australian rock band formed in 1964, featured Lobby Lloyd, who we'll factor in later in our story.
Stare at me, they think I've lost my mind. They don't realize
So if Johnny O'Keefe was the Australian Elvis, then the Australian Beatles was a band called the Easy Beats. The families of all five members of the Easy Beats had emigrated to Australia from Europe. Singer Stevie Wright and drummer Gordon Fleet, their families came from England. Rhythm guitar player George Young, his family came from Scotland. Lead guitarist Harry Vanda and bassist Dick Diamond, their families came from the Netherlands. George Young and Harry Vanda would go on together to produce the first five albums for George's younger brother's band, which happened to be called AC/DC. The Easy Beats, in 65 to 66, in a year and a half, they had 8 top 10 hits in a year and a half in Australia. Their most famous song worldwide is a song called Friday on My Mind.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag me. Coming Tuesday, I feel better. Even my old man looks good. Wednesday just don't go. Thursday goes too slow.
Have a
Master's Apprentices formed as the Mustangs originally in 1965. They were a really cool band. You're going to hear a great song called War or Hands of Time from their first album from 1967, and then a song called Southern Cross from their 1971 album, A Toast to Panama Red. Band Zoot formed as Down the Line in 1965, changed their name to Zoot, Z-O-O-T, in 1967, and they had a top five hit in 1970 with a really cool cover of Eleanor Rigby by the Beatles. The bass player in Zoot was Bee Birtles, who was later a founding member of Little River Band, and the guitar player was Rick Springfield, who was born and raised in Sydney, Australia.
We'll be right back.
Bakery were a heavy progressive band formed in 1970. They released two records in 71 and 72.
Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shouted Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon. Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
Blackfeather were another sort of Australian prog band. They formed in 1970 and released their debut album that year called At the Mountains of Madness, and they had a top 20 hit with the song Seasons of Change.
Oh,
Daddy Cool formed in Melbourne in 1970, and their first single and first album, both released in 1971, were number one hits in Australia. Buffalo are definitely contenders for being the coolest, heaviest Australian rock band of the 70s. They were formed in 1971 by Dave Tice, Paul Balbi, John Baxter, and Peter Wells. Their first album, Dead Forever, came out in 1972. They released two more really cool heavy records in 73 and 74 called Volcanic Rock and Only Want You for Your Body. They had some stuff after that, but it wasn't as good as those first three classic albums. I played a song by them on the Heavy 70s Part 2 episode called What's Going On, which you're going to hear next. First, the song called Sunrise Come My Way from that 73 album Volcanic Rock, a legendary record. And then a song called I'm a Skirt Lifter, Not a Shirt Raiser from my favorite of their albums from 74, Only Want You for Your Body.
Middle tourist, daddy got you. a beer all around the house. Give me all the beer, man. Bring it forth.
That's right, AC/DC recorded live in Sydney in 1974 with their original singer, Dave Evans. And AC/DC actually released a single in 1975, their first official release, with Dave Evans on vocals. The A-side, a song called Can I Sit Next to You, Girl? And the B-side, a song called Rockin' in the Parlor.
Long hair that brown.
Now, that's a band called the Spectors, S-P-E-K-T-O-R-S. They were active from 64 to 66, and this recording of Gloria by them was recorded in 1965, and you might recognize the singer. He's a guy named Bon Scott. After the Spectors, Bon Scott joined a band called the Valentines. Their first single, Every Day I Have to Cry, came out in 1967. Love that song. After the Valentines, Bon Scott was in another band called Fraternity. They formed in 1970. This is the B-side to their last single from 1972. And what happened to Dave Evans, the original singer of AC/DC, the guy that Bon Scott replaced? Well, he joined a band called Rabbit, and they came out with a record in 1976 called Too Much Rock and Roll.
Yeah! close to me. You're my burning desire. I wanna hold you tight as I can. I wanna start a wildfire, yeah. If you do everything that I do, baby, back to me, I know we're gonna get much higher. You be the spark and I'll be the light, and we'll start a wildfire.
Now, while George Young and Harry Vanda from the Easy Beats were busy in the 70s shepherding the career of George's younger brother's band, they also found the time to write and produce a lot of songs for a lot of other artists and make their own music as well. They put out a record in 1973 calling themselves the Marcus Hook Roll Band. The album was called Tales of Old Granddaddy.
You think I'll go and call a Russian before they call me?
Vanda and Young also produced some albums for former lead singer of the Easy Beats, Stevie Wright. We'll be right back.
hitter, always have my say. If you're looking for a heavy time, best you don't come around, or else you get your heavy 6 feet of solid ground.
Another Vanda Young protege was a singer named John Paul Young, no relation. They produced a series of records for him in the 70s. So earlier I mentioned Lobby Lloyd. He was a member of the Purple Hearts and the Wild Cherries. We heard their song That's Life. In 1972, he formed a band called Colored Balls, and they released a record in 73 called Ball Power, and then a record in 1974 called Heavy Metal Kid. So in 1974, Lobby Lloyd also produced Something to Say, the debut album by a band called Buster Brown. And the singer in Buster Brown was Angry Anderson, who we already heard mentioned because he was a member of the Missing Links, and later he will go on to front Rose Tattoo. And the drummer in Buster Brown on this album is Phil Rudd, who, of course, goes on to join AC/DC. Hush were an over-the-top Australian glam band formed in Sydney in 1971. They had a couple top 10 singles. They released 5 records between 73 and 77.
Come on, sing my song. Only gonna see you get rocks. We only want.
band Skyhooks formed in Melbourne in 1973. They put out 5 records between 74 and 1980, but in 74 to 75, they had 5 top 10 hits in Australia. I'm not incredibly fond of most of their material. You heard them on the cover songs episode if you listen to that, because they did the original version of Women in Uniform that was covered by Iron Maiden, but that was on one of their later records. You're going to hear a song called This Is My City from their 3rd album, Straight in a Gay, Gay World. This next song was a number 2 single for a glam artist who called himself William Shakespeare. The song was written and produced by Vanda and Young.
Now when we broke up, girl, I didn't really mind. A new love surely wouldn't be so hard to find. But now I see myself, I know what lies within. And now I realize the fool that I have been. Because I can't stop myself.
Next up, you're going to hear a couple more obscure Australian glam rock singles, Mademoiselle Nanette by Jigsaw and In the City by Screamer.
I fell in love, la, 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 la. I got to my next holiday, I'll take a trip to the USA. And if it's fine, I'll have a good time. Mademoiselle Minette, no, no, I never met a girl like you. Mademoiselle Minette, no, no, I never met, well, it's true. Mademoiselle Minette, no, no, I never met a girl like you. You look so wild, yet debonair. I said, love, living in the city, makes you look so pretty, makes you look so, so beautiful. Penetrating lipstick, no, no, it's the way you move, the charms, it's all. You're not a Jill or Jane, oh, they're just dames. You give it all, I'm a whole. Oh, love, living in the city, it makes you look so pretty, makes you look so wild, yet debonair. I said, love, makes you look so pretty, makes you look so, so beautiful, makes you look so, so beautiful, makes you look so, so beautiful, so beautiful, so beautiful.
This last band, Supernaut, formed in 1974. They signed with Polydor Records. Their first album, self-titled, came out in 1976. And this song was a number two hit in Australia. It's called I Like It Both Ways.
Johnny is a guy who can't make up his mind. He says, I like it both ways. Johnny's world is inside out. His daddy thinks he's insane. I like it both ways. this girl says I love you always. He's got the love he finds within his schizophrenic mind, because he likes it both ways. One day it's a rose, another day a thorn. He just can't make the choice. Right one seems so hard to find. He can't make up his mind between a high or low.
Okay, that's going to do it for part one on Australian rock. I hope you enjoyed it. Let me know if you did. rockandorrollpodcast.blogspot.com. There's links there for the Facebook page and the iTunes. I'd appreciate an email, rockandorrollpodcast@gmail.com. I'm looking for requests. I'd like to put together an episode of requests. If there's an obscure song by an obscure band from an obscure album, something you've always wanted to hear that's hard to find, send me a request. Send me an email, send me a message on Facebook, comment on the blog. Anywhere you can get in touch with me is fine. Send me that request. If I get enough requests, I'll put together a cool episode of the podcast made up of those requests, if I can track the songs down. There are going to be a couple more Australian rock and roll episodes coming up. I might mix it up and put some other fun episodes in between so it's not just a barrage, you know, of Australian rock. I don't want it to be overkill, but I've got an episode I put together of my favorite songs from movie soundtracks. I'll probably stick that in there in between somewhere, maybe something else. But if you enjoyed this episode, there's a lot more cool Australian rock coming up. We're going to hit on Australian punk. We're going to hit on Australian heavy metal and a lot more. So you'll be looking forward to that, hopefully. And now to play us out.
What does that mean, to play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
I'm going to leave you with the A-side to that first single by AC/DC with original singer Dave Evans, released in 1975. The song was later redone with Bon Scott, but this is the original version with Dave Evans. AC/DC, Can I Sit Next to You, Girl? Until next time.
Standing in the queue.
you, girl? Can I sit next to 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 you, girl? At intermission, we were doing all right until this guy came up and stood by her side. Then he took me by surprise when he threw her one of my lines.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.